Much of Asia, including Indonesia, has so far been spared from any confirmed swine flu infections. According to Indonesia's health minister, the reason for that can largely be put down to climate. As well, she says people of Spanish origin may be more susceptible to the swine flu. Jakarta correspondent Jeff Thompson reports.
Indonesia's health minister is seeking to calm the nation worst afflicted by the H5N1 bird flu virus by suggesting that the H1N1 swine flu virus may be more of a problem for people of Spanish origin than Indonesians. We hope that H1N1 is not compatible with Indonesians, she said. H1N1 may be more compatible with their race, while H5N1 is more compatible with Indonesians, she wondered aloud. Victoria Diakovic is a spokeswoman with the WHO's swine flu communications team in Geneva.
We don't know this virus very well yet, and there is no vaccine at this time, so we can't say if it's racially a problem for different races or not.
But there's no evidence at this stage that one race would fare worse than another.
No, there's no evidence in that sense, no.
The World Health Organization is particularly concerned about the Southern Hemisphere, because that's where the flu season is kicking off, because the virus survives better in cold climates. Equatorial countries like Indonesia are a problem because here the flu season never ends. Victoria Diakovic again.
The equatorial region is a point of concern because in the equatorial regions the flu season tends to be year-round.
But that's not the way Indonesia's health minister sees it. Yesterday, Dr. Supari said that H1N1 could only survive in cold weather. Australia says H1N1 is more dangerous than bird flu, she said. Well, yes, for Australia, she went on. But for Indonesia, that's not the case because in Indonesia, the weather is never cold, unlike Australia. Indonesia is taking more conventional precautions against a potential pandemic. Pork imports have been indefinitely banned. There is thermal scanner screening at some airports. And extra surveillance has been ordered over the 9 million pigs managing to survive in a nation of mostly Muslims who don't eat pork. In Jakarta, this is Jeff Thompson for AM.